Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Eric Bolander, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Hero, I'm not. Pull me closer to the setting sun. Back up in the woods, all by myself, I felt free, felt alive, something else. The county screams, I hear the wind too well, still can't think about into this lonesome hill. Had a chance to fall. Hills and love is a chance to fall apart. Set a chance to fall. Head over heels and love is a chance to fall at all. Fall at all. Trying to survive the institution's grip. I guess I'll be fine when the maker's mark is set. Calculating my loss from a battered old man. Fate works. I haven't done me in just yet. Oh. hands fall. Head over heels in love is a chance fall apart. Set a chance fall. Head over heels in love is a chance fall.
Hearing other things, and some of those sounds, by the time you started playing yourself, you weren't thinking bluegrass at age 20.
No. So yeah, Kevin let me use one of his, like, his first guitars, electric, and I just played it in the dorm room without an amp, just kind of figuring out chords. He'd show me a few things, and I just started listening and, like, figuring out melodies of songs or something by ear, and I figured out that I had a decent ear for music. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe this is something I could actually get into. And I'm saved some money and bought my own guitar. So my first guitar was a little crappy Squire electric with a Fender style body, you know, Fender Strat style body. And I played on it for a little while, and then I bought a real crappy acoustic guitar with a composite back, you know, for like $100 or whatever. Yeah, so I started playing that acoustic way more. You know, years go by, I'm in my mid-20s and sort of helped start a cover band that turned into a metal band that Ben ended up being a drummer for. So it's this weird, like, small world type thing.
Yeah.
But, I think a lot of those genres, as a fan and a listener without any kind of music experience, you departmentalize those a lot. I think as musicians, especially, like, old composers even, you don't decompartmentalize that. You really just have that at your disposal. So those influences fly in from all over. You know, being a teenager, when I was in the 90s, I mean, you know, Kurt Cobain dying was really hard for me and my buddies, and we were into that kind of music. We sort of were helped discovering older metal bands like Metallica and, you know, and Slayer and Megadeth and all that too. So it's a big mix. I don't know. I embrace all of that. I think there's a benefit to that.
Yeah. So you can see how it all sort of pieces together, but now you're coming back to something that's maybe a little more akin to the kinds of things that maybe suit the part of the region of the country where you live.
Sure.
Or
like, lyrically, it's very genuine. It's from a genuine place. Mm. And not all my songs are personal. As far as a personal experience, a handful of songs I write from a different perspective, but I would say, you know, 3/4, if not more, of my lyrics are somewhat personal experiences that I've had. I want that to come off. And I think it comes out in this style of music a little more. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks have said I'm a country artist, and that's perfectly fine too. I accept that as well. I tend to say folk or roots or Americana just because I know that that's a broader spectrum. And I think to people that don't necessarily know what I sound like, and if they hear my voice talking about it first, I want them to think folk and roots first, because I'm not a huge fan of mainstream country currently, which is fine. Everybody has their thing. I don't want someone to hear me talk about what I do and then hear me say I'm a country artist and think, oh, well, he sounds like blah, blah. And
yeah, right.
Not ever check it out. But, you know, like Tyler Childers is very much a country music artist, but it's very raw and very genuine. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like there's a disconnect with popular and with that style. So I throw 4 or 5 words in there and hoping somebody grabs one of them, I guess.
It's
still see you standing there, holding my hand without a care. Now I do. I can't wish you upon a star. Now this wind carries us far. Might help me.
My dad at a pretty early age. I was 20 years old, and he's my hero, and he's still my hero, and he comes out in a lot of my music. And I had a dream. Oh, it was a handful of years ago, so he'd been gone for a while, and it was a dream of him calming me down. I kept screaming for him, trying to grab him, and he couldn't reach my hand. I don't know if we were in clouds or falling or who knows, right? It was irrelevant, but I couldn't reach him, and it was that moment I felt. Because I had seen him the day before he passed, and on my way home, I knew. So maybe that was probably the reasoning for the dream itself. But, you know, and I couldn't get to him, and I woke up, and I kind of jotted a few notes down in my phone, actually, and just, you know, I was bawling my eyes out and kind of cleaned myself up. I was like, man, that's like powerful, you know. Got back to that idea and thought, man, how can that be a song, you know, about that moment? So I wrote the song. It just goes out to lost loved ones and, you know, letting them go for the sake of the struggle that they went through.
I call out your name. Words leave no fear. Through this window with a double pane. Trials have taken on another year. Cry me a river of lucid pain. Let out a scream for no one to hear. Words fall like the passing rain, leaving damp trails of final tear. 3, 4. Oh, I tried to stay here, wasn't foreseen. Lay my heart to rest, dear, 'cause there's nothing left here for me. Cry me a river of lucid pain, let out a scream for no one to hear. Words fall like the passing rain, leaving them trails of final tears.
Ben, is it challenging for you as a drummer to play in a trio when you're not hearing the thump of the bass?
You know, not at all, actually. It flows and feels really well with these guys. I mean, I've been playing with Eric, like he said, for, what, last 10 years on and off. I mean...
Well, that helps.
Absolutely, it does. And we've been singing together that long, so that helps with the backing vocals. You know, we're used to each other. And, you know, I'm a type of drummer that, even with the rock band I play, I don't like to overplay. I'm very... subtle with what I do because it's got to fit what you're doing. So this stuff is very subtle. So
wait a minute. I'm sorry. I've never heard a drummer say that. could you repeat that? I so appreciate hearing you say that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wake up. Go ahead and pour yourself another cup. All lay it all out there on the tabletop till I get home. Honey, let go. Oh, let go. Honey, let go. Oh, my soul. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Eric Bolander for being our guest this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Lori Campbell, Kate Heinonen, and Matthew Flores. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of the Kentucky region, and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests in our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Once again, please welcome back Eric Bolander.
Thanks to Eric, Seth, and Ben for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio.
We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.